This is HPR episode 1869 entitled, Ursi Connect Bot. It is hosted by Anibil and is about 14 minutes long. The summary is, Anibil talks about setting up Ursi Connect Bot on an Android phone to access IRC.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, this is NY Bill, and today I thought I'd talk to you guys about a nice app I found for my phone called Ursi. I don't know if any of us have decided how to say this yet, but IRSSI maybe. I should talk a bit about how I interact with IRC. So I have a VPS, and I usually set my VPSs up to so I can SSH in. I'll generate an RSA public key pair, put my public key up there, then turn off password login, turn off root login, and change the port to something privileged under 1000. I'm not gonna tell you what that is. So why I do that is in the morning, or sometimes like my desktop, it just runs 24/7. It's connected to my VPS via SSH, and I use TMUX to have virtual screens. So one of those screens will always be IRSSI or ERSI or however we're going to say that, so that I can sit in three or four. Well, let me see, how many am I in? One, two, three, four. I'm in five channels, and then sometimes another TMUX window will be a channel into our 2600 group. So my flow in the morning is wherever I sit at desktop, it's usually a blank screen, but it's SSH'd in, because somewhere else in the house, usually my laptop, I have SSH connected and then done a TMUX attach minus D. What that does is lets me get back into the TMUX session. So I have all my screens and everything where everything's running, and the slash D disconnects the other screen that happens to be accessing TMUX. Why I do that is because you can run into problems with the screen size. If I'm on my, let's say I'm on my E, which is a 11 inch, 10 inch, small screen, and I SSH in and TMUX attach, I will attach and it will shrink the size of the window down to that 10 inch, 11 inch screen size. Then if I come upstairs to my 26 inch desktop and I TMUX attach, it will keep the screen size the size of the E, and then just have a whole bunch of dotted lines going, filling up the rest of the 26 inch. So the minus D just drops whoever was using, whatever computer was using the TMUX session before then. So as I was saying, whenever in the morning, whatever computer I sit at, I SSH into my VPS, TMUX attach minus D, and the first screen that's there is IRSSI. So that keeps me persistent in IRC, and when I come back, you know, I might be away from computers for 2 or 3 hours working, but when I come back, I have the backlog there, and I can see what the conversation was, and if I want to jump in or see if someone mentioned my name, it'll be highlighted. So I like to have like a persistence in IRC, or you feel a little lost if you just jump right in and nobody's talking and the room just seems dead. I like the backlog. So there are often times when I'm out at work or something, and you know, I might be an hour away and I got a 3 hour job or something, but I'd like to interact with IRC. But what I would usually do is just wait until I got home and then, you know, see if I can jump in or mention what I wanted to mention. And I got to thinking there must be a way that I can do my regular desktop or laptop setup with my phone. So I started poking around and I found IRSSI ConnectBot. So this is, maybe people are familiar with ConnectBot, which is an SSH client. This one kind of, it it is the SSH client connect bot, but then it has some IRSSI interaction with it. So we'll get into that in a minute. Okay, so this is what I found to connect to IRC via my Android phone. IRSSI connect bot is in FDroid. I don't use the Goog, so I get everything out of FDroid. Or if I have to purchase something, I do once in a while use the Amazon App Store, but the only time I've ever done that is to get BeyondPod. So I basically find everything I need in FDroid. So it's good. If you don't have that installed, install it and have a poke around. It used to be fairly sparse a few years ago, but now there's tons of things in there. I'm looking at my phone now. Let me get back to where I was. So IRC Connect Bot shows up. You tap the screen. Oh, no, you don't have to tap the screen. There it is down at the bottom. It'll say SSH. Then you can just type in the SSH and the host name and the port you want to connect to. But what I wanted to do was see if I could find a way to generate key pairs like I do with my big desktops and laptops and then push the key up. And it turns out that IRC Connect Bot can do that. So let me see where I was here. You hit menu and then manage public keys. And then menu again and generate. And here you can generate a public key pair. This was really great. You can name your public key, choose RSA or DSA. Bits, 1024. 1024 is kind of considered weak these days, I think. You can change that to 2048, or I went to 4096. Why not just make the best key I can? It doesn't take that much time. Load key on start. I did click that so that every time IRSSI Connect Bot starts, the key is in the background waiting to be, it's there to be accessed. Confirm before use, I didn't do that. And then you hit generate. And what it will do is put up like a little blue screen and ask you just to keep swiping your finger around in random, circles, lines, whatever. And that is generating the entropy. So it was actually quicker than on my desktop. Maybe the entropy was better with the touchscreen. I used to just hammer away at the keyboard a little bit for entropy. After that's done, it generates your key. Then you'll see, you can have different keys for different servers. So I named mine phone underscore Bill. And what you can do then is long hold on that key. And then it'll give you another menu system. And down there, you'll see copy public key. So hit that, copy that. And then you're going to need to SSH into your server. But as I said, I turn off password authentication on my server. So I just went in on my desktop here and I just went into Etsy SSH, changed SSHD config to allow passwords, and then restart at the SSH service. So I'm just going to leave that. This little window of time is just for me to push my, it's just to push my public key up to the server, and then I'll change that back in SSHD, turn password authentication off. So you have your public key in the phone's clipboard. Now you hit the back button, connect to your server, you just press the button. It might try and connect using the public key and say that fails. That's what happened on mine. It will give you the password prompt. So put in your password, and then you're going to type echo, quote, then long hold your screen and hit paste, and that will put your public key in there. Then close the quotes, and then greater than sign. So we're going to push this file into /authorized_keys. And that will put your key up there. Now you can go back into your server. You could probably do it right here from the phone, but if I have a keyboard in front of me, I'm going to use the keyboard. I went back to Etsy SSHD and turned off password authentication again, and then restarted the SSH server. And then to test things, I disconnected on IRSSI Connect Bot, connected to that server again, and bang, it just lets me right in. The only problem I ran into is I didn't have access to arrow keys on the Android keyboard, the default keyboard. Like I was saying with the, I SSH into my server, and the first thing I do is hit the up arrow, which goes to the last command, which is always tmux attach minus D. On the phone, I have no up arrows to go up, so I just typed it in, but I don't want to have to type that in every time. So I started looking around at different alternative keyboards for the Android phones. I tried Hacker keyboard. That was pretty good, but I forget what issue I was having with it. I don't think it was suggesting, it wasn't suggesting spell corrections as you type. And then I had to get a, you have to get a dictionary, so I would have to get the English dictionary, but I couldn't get the English dictionary from F-Droid. I would have had gone to the Google market and the big Google again, you know. So I kept looking around, and it turns out that this phone, this is a Samsung Galaxy S4, has two keyboards in it. The second keyboard is called Swipe, and in the bottom corner, well, it allows you to like spell by just dragging your finger around, but you can also just use your thumbs, and I continue to use my thumbs. I don't use the swipe feature yet. Maybe I'll get used to it. Right next to, on the lower left-hand corner on the swipe keyboard, there is a little finger with a yellow swipe. Right next to that is *123. And if you long hold that, you'll get the choice of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different keyboards. There you can get the number pad. You can get different layouts. You can put the keyboard up in different sections of the screen. You can get like an emoticon keyboard. And then that keyboard right there that I want, I'm going to press it right now, is the arrow keys. So that gives you, you know, up, down, left, right. It also gives you like cut and paste and back arrows. This was quite handy. This is exactly what I was looking for. And now I can reproduce the flow I do using large computers with my phone, and I never have to be away from IRC again. So that was basically connecting to your server via SSH with ConnectBot. That's what ConnectBot does. But this is IRSSI ConnectBot. So IRSSI ConnectBot has a few features that specifically interact with IRSSI. First of all, I use 4 panes. I split my window 4 panes, and then so I'm in the top, the next one down are sitting in 2 channels. They stay there all the time. The bottom one is my lug. It stays there all the time. And then the third one down, I can go between 2 different channels that I switch back and forth in. When IRSSI ConnectBot connects to that IRSSI session, it just shows 1 room per screen because you don't have a lot of screen real estate on a phone. So what that does is all my channels I'm in, I can swipe left and right to get to different channels. And then if I want to go back into the backlog, which would be difficult with a phone, you drag the screen on the left-hand side, just drag up and down. So this is a nice setup, and it's doing everything I wanted it to do. And I found this handy, and hopefully some of you might as well. Now, I know I kind of was just talking along and assuming everybody in the world runs Linux, but I'm sure you can do this on a Windows box too. You know how to set up your SSH servers, and the process shouldn't be too different. Another thing you can do, I'm not sure if this is a ConnectBot feature, it probably is, or if it's an IRSSI, I would imagine it's ConnectBot, but you're going to want to know about this. When I first used this and I connected to my server, the font was so tiny, it was unusable. I had to get a magnifying glass just to see what it was saying, which was certificate authentication only. So to change the size of the font, you use the volume up down button, and then you can get a nice comfortable font that is quite usable. So this is just a quick episode because I found this helpful, and hopefully someone else will. If anybody has any comments, you can use the comment section, or I am nybill@gunmonkeynet.net. And GNU Social is sn.gunmonkeynet. Yeah. GNU Social is sn.gunmonkeynet.net. Okay, I'll talk to you guys later.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.